What's up, music marketers, and welcome to the show. This is your Music Marketing Academy podcast where we talk about marketing you, your band, or your brand in this fast-growing music industry. If this is your first time to the show, welcome. Whether you're new to the game or a veteran, this podcast is probably for you. Now, in today's episode, we're going to talk about why I closed my Facebook group to the public. And when I say public, I mean to people that haven't actually taken a step further, an extra step really, in getting to know me a bit better, getting to know my business a bit better, getting to know the academy a bit better actually. I've closed them off to people that haven't gone that extra step, and I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why it applies to you as well. Yesterday, which is the 31st of January, I basically closed my Facebook group to the public. So I took the link away from my Twitter bio and any other bios that have my Facebook group link in it. I've taken it away. I haven't taken them off the emails yet. I'm still in two minds whether I'm going to do that or not, but I probably am going to. And in my YouTube descriptions, I'm going to remove it from there as well. I'm going to tell you why. So in anything that you're doing, you need to find out the people that are serious and the people that are not serious. You could basically say that I'm separating the tire kickers from those that are serious, if you want an analogy. And the way this applies to you is you've got followers at the moment, but you don't know who your fans are. So this is very, very similar to what I'm doing. I'm basically separating them. I've got followers on Twitter. I've got followers on Instagram. I've even got subscribers on YouTube. I really just don't know who the ones that are serious about taking things further, taking some of the courses that I'm going to start doing. And it's really, really important to do that as fast as you can. Now, look, the reason why, and you're probably thinking to yourself, well, why Des, why are you doing that? What's the point in doing that? The main reason is the message that you give to these people that have held their hands up and said, Des, I want to hear more of your content. I'm very, very serious about taking my music business a step further. The message that I give to them is different to the people that are just tire kicking. When I say tire kicking, the ones that, you know, leave a comment, they like, they retweet, those are nice, and listen, there is value in people like that. But the ones that have held their hands up and want to take their business a bit further, take their music a bit further, and want to know some advanced strategies, that's not for everybody. That is just the state of the world at the moment. You do get tire kickers, and you do get ones that are interested. So that's one of the main reasons why I removed the group from the links within my bios. It also as well, guys, there's only 24 hours in the day and there's only a certain amount of time that I can put into people that are actually interested. So it allows me to actually use my whole 100% focus and my energy on those people that matter. And when I say those people that matter, the ones that, like I said, have held their hands up and are willing to take things further. Now, look, I can do many, many different things once I know who they are. I can promote them. I can let them know that I hear them. If they ask questions, I can answer their questions in a more detailed and specific way. I can change aspects of the business that I run on the fly when I can get feedback from these people. So listen, those were my reasons, really. And you're probably scratching your head and thinking to yourself, well, Des, how does that apply to me? It applies to you because you need to do exactly the same thing. You need to separate your fans from your followers. And I know I've mentioned this previously in another podcast, and you've probably seen me mention it on videos as well. But until you start doing that, you're going to have the same problem. You're not going to have any focus. You're not going to know the people that care. You're not going to know the people that matter. You're not going to know which ones are the ones that are going to stream your music, which ones are the ones that are going to download your music, who's going to buy your merchandise. You need to separate them. The main way you can do that is actually set up a way to collect their name and emails. And at this moment, just because you've got their name and email doesn't mean that they're going to stream or download your music. But the people that are in this group, the people that you collect names and email addresses from, they're the people that actually matter the most. They're the people that are more likely to stream, download, and purchase your merchandise. And until you separate them, until you know who they are, you're basically shouting to everyone. Your music is for everyone. Of course it is. And you can do exactly the same way. Look, I'm not saying that I'm going to stop putting out content. Of course I'm not. I'm always going to put content out. I'm always going to try and help people wherever I can. Whenever somebody sends me a DM, I will always get back to them. However, the stuff that I talk about is quite general. I'm not going to lie to you. It's very, very generalized. It's not that specific. And I only do that behind closed doors. And the reason why I only do it behind closed doors is I want to separate the tire kickers from those that are serious. And you need to do the same. In the next few weeks, we've got a few courses coming out. And those that are on my email list or those who are already in the Facebook forum that I have will actually get a discount because, again, they've taken things a lot further than most other people that are just following me on social media. So I'm willing to stick my neck out. I'm willing to do favors. I'm willing to give them a discount on certain products because they've held their hands up and they said that they are serious. For everybody else, they are going to actually have to pay the full amount. And unfortunately, that is just the way business works. And I suggest that you do the same thing as well. You need to really focus on those fans that are actually holding their hands up. You really do need to focus on those fans that are holding their hands up and saying they are interested in your music and they want to purchase and download your music. So guys, that's it really. Hopefully that's a decent explanation of why I did it. And hopefully you can start applying it to what you're doing in your music. There are several people that follow you on social media. But at the moment, you don't know who are the ones that are serious. You don't know who the ones are going to stream or download or buy your merchandise. You need to start doing that. The first step, if you're on Twitter, is to start a Twitter list. If you don't know how to do that, send me a DM or email me. If you've received emails from me, you've already got my email address. On Instagram, it's close friends, all right? Now, I haven't done any content on that. It's something I probably will do in the coming weeks. But have a look for the term close friends on Instagram online or on YouTube, and it will show you how to actually separate your followers into close friends. So guys, that's it for this week. Hopefully you got a lot out of it. Hopefully that's explained to you why I closed the Facebook group to the main public. It's not something I really wanted to do, but it just allows me to focus on the people that matter. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you know anybody that's interested in listening to this podcast, please refer and recommend. Like I said, we don't charge anything for this, so that's kind of like my fee for doing this, really, if you can just refer and recommend. If you're listening to this on Apple, I'd really love 5 stars if you find value in this content. But guys, that's it for this week. I shall see you next week. Have a great one. Cheers.